I want to tell you about a podcast you should check out. It's called Understood Explains. This season of the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. The latest season of Understood Explains covers topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP, and it busts common myths about special education. As a parent myself of a child who's had an IEP since kindergarten and he's now a 10th grader, I know how confusing, overwhelming, frustrating, sometimes daunting the whole process can be. I checked out an episode of Understood Explains called The Difference Between IEPs and 504 Plans. And what I love about it is how easily Juliana explains everything. She answers common questions that probably every parent or caregiver has. She dispels myths and is concise and to the point. To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains. And there's a direct link in the show notes if you need it. You're listening to Make Some Noise Podcast Minisode number 514. Welcome to Make Some Noise Podcast, your guide for strategies, tools, and insight to empower yourself. I'm your host, Andrea Owen, global speaker, entrepreneur, life coach since 2007, and author of 3 books that have been translated into 18 languages and are available in 22 countries. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a lesson that will help you maximize unshakable confidence, master resilience, and make some noise in your life. You ready? Let's go. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the podcast. I am so glad that you're here. I'm so incredibly grateful for your time. And today we have a mini-sode around the topic of confidence. I'm going to tell you about a client that I have and a particular topic that she brought around confidence and how we worked through it and the takeaways that I would love for you to have as well. A quick update, again, the podcast survey. Thank you so much for those of you that have told me how the things that you want to see on the podcast and the other questions that are on there. I would love more answers. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just going to say what's there. I am so appreciative and grateful because I want this to be your show. I want to know what you want. Honestly, like the favorite thing that you guys have shared with me are the topics that you want me to cover. Guests too, as well, that you want me to have on the show, but it's these topics where I'm like, oh yes, I can talk about that. Yes, I will talk about that. So thank you so much for that. AndreaOwen.com/podcast. We are doing another giveaway, signed books going out. So if you could do that, I would be incredibly grateful. And then my online Daring Way program is coming up too. I don't want to take up too much time talking about that, but if you head over to AndreaOwen.com/group, all of the key takeaways about that program, everything is on that info page. And if you have any questions, you can always email me or even DM me on Instagram. I am happy to help you out there. All right, so let's talk about confidence. And this particular client that I had on, let's call her Lisa. I think that, do you know that Lisa was like the most popular name? I feel like it was in the 80s or something, maybe 70s or 80s for years. Not as popular as Jennifer, but we're calling this client Lisa, and she brought, looking at her paperwork too, please excuse the paper moving. One of the things she said, you know, I have clients fill out a questionnaire before they come on, so we know where we're going. And one of the questions I asked her was, what do you want less of in your life? And she said, uncertainty, fear, shame, and doubt. She was mostly talking about her career and, you know, just not feeling focused, not feeling confident. She wanted a revamp. She wanted to sort of up-level things and really dive into more of what she truly, truly wanted to do. And, you know, she said she doesn't feel confident in general. And even though she has all of the education that one would need to be successful in this particular field, but she also said, I let my fears and doubts override my desires. And so she also mentioned when we got on Zoom, that her word of the year, you know, some people do that. I talked about that in the beginning of the year, I think it was a mini-sode on, you know, New Year's and having the word of the year. And I know a lot of you love doing that. And hers for the last few years, Lisa's, had been confidence. And she's like, it's not really helping. So I was like, let's dig into it. And so the first thing I did was asked her, like, what does confidence mean to you? Like, if you had it, how would your life be different? What would look different? So if that's you listening, you can also answer that question for yourself. Be specific. I think sometimes we say these words like confidence or focus or creativity, but we don't actually hammer out what does that mean to you? Because what looks like confidence to me might look a little bit different to you. So Lisa said that, you know, she doesn't want to worry about others' opinions. You know, even when it comes down to things like what she wears and, you know, the creative art that she puts out and things like that. She thinks, you know, that's what confidence would look like to her. So after talking for a little while, you know, I mentioned to her that confidence is the goal. Confidence for most of us is sort of over there. And I'm like using my arm and like pointing afar. Because as I wrote about at length in Make Some Noise, we grow up as girls and women to do for others, to really care about the opinions of others, to not, you know, brag about your accomplishments, to be humble, to be quiet, to not make a scene, to not make too much noise. Am I right? Right. And so for most of us, we grow up and like, yeah, fake it till you make it can work for some. But what I have found, you know, and I keynote on this, hit my microphone. I get excited with my arms sometimes. I keynote on this and have done the research and read the confidence books. And it comes down to like a few different things. And I'll mention that and get back to my session with Lisa in a minute, but it comes through action and experience. You know, I've talked about this 100 million times. We gain confidence by doing the thing first. You know, and then the conversation around motivation comes in. It's like, well, no, we don't usually have the motivation first. We usually do the thing and the motivation follows. And it's another conversation for another time. Confidence comes from action and experience. It comes from competence. Knowing that you can do the thing well, it's another way that we gain confidence. And then for women, the third thing is that we have to unlearn this old conditioning that has been bestowed on us. And that's where Make Some Noise comes in, my book.
There's definitely been times in my life where my paycheck ran out before I got paid again, and I wish I could have accessed my next paycheck a few days before I was due to get it. Well, what if I told you that can happen with Earnin? Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. You can use Earnin for anything you need to, therapy visits, rent, or even extra self-help books. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Noise under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. Noise under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/noise, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/noise to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/noise.
And so when I ended up talking to Lisa about it, and as I coached her through this, and I asked her, you know, like, obviously you've been through some difficult challenges in your life, right? You've overcome some things, you've built up some resilience. And she was like, yeah. And I said, tell me, what are the attributes that you have, that you have learned about yourself as you have walked through those difficult times? And so she named them. And I, before I even say them, I would like for you to maybe pause this and ask yourself that question. What are some attributes that you have gained, whether you feel like you were inherently born with it or you were made to find them and dig deep within yourself in order to walk through difficult things? What are those things? And she mentioned some, and then I filled in the blanks for her and asked her, well, let me tell you what she had said. She had said that she is resourceful and persistent and tenacious. And I mentioned to her, based on our conversation, as she had explained some things to me, I said, it also sounds like you were and are the type of person that knows what you want. And she had mentioned earlier in our conversation, and I quoted her back, I said, you said you're hungry for it all. And she's like, yeah, I am. And that, my friends, is what I would like you to focus on when, if you are someone who thinks that you don't have enough confidence and you would like to cultivate more of it, is to focus on what you have built towards that. So it's like looking back at the paths that have, and there will be multiple, the paths that have brought you to where you are now. Maybe it's that you're really good at asking for help. Maybe it is that you're also resourceful. You can figure things out. Push comes to shove, you will figure out a way to get it or have a way to get it done. Maybe you are someone who is an optimist. You are a natural optimist and can find the best in really difficult situations. Or when you start thinking about worst case scenario, you also think about, well, what's the best case scenario? And I really want to emphasize the attributes that I talked about with Lisa, because I have a feeling that most of you, if not all of you listening, have those same parts of you. That you are resourceful, that you are creative, that you are whole, that you are persistent, that you are tenacious when you truly want something. I think a lot of times we end up looking at this like, it would kind of be like if you need to do a class project or your kid comes to you at the last minute and is like, I need to do this class project and I have to build this. What are those shoebox called when you have to like build a little model in there? I can't remember. What is it called? Diorama. I had to pause and look it up. So you need to make a diorama for your class, or your kid comes and says, I need to make this diorama. It's due tomorrow and it's 7 o'clock at night. Would you immediately think, okay, I need to go out to the store and buy a pair of shoes to have the shoebox and then go to Michael's craft store and buy all the things that we're going to need? Now, my guess is that you would look for something that was in your house first. You would, if you don't have a shoebox, look for a box that's similar and look for paper clips and pieces of felt and nail polish that you can use as paint, like something. We all have households where there is enough junk and crafty stuff where you could at least have some of the tools, right? You at least have some of them. You don't need to go out and get all brand new stuff. So what if we looked at confidence the same way? What if we looked at it as like, okay, it's this thing that we're trying to create in our, more of in our lives. But what do you already have that you can use? You also have evidence that you can learn new things. You have tons of evidence of that. You have done it with your job. You have done it with an immeasurable amount of things that you don't even think about. Things like getting dressed every morning and brushing your teeth and like all these small things that we so take for granted. You have learned that. And it might seem like, well, that's kind of dumb, you know, but like, no, it all goes in the bucket of evidence that you are capable of learning new things and mastering it, becoming competent in something. So what if the things that you are looking towards, whether it's like becoming a better artist or leveling up in your career or just learning how to not care so much about what other people think, these are bigger things to tackle for sure. I'm not going to say that they're not, but they are doable. And I want to remind you that it's not a one and done. It's not a place where you just get there and it's done. It will be something that you have to maybe keep looking for crafts in your house, maybe make a few trips back to Michael's to buy some things. But absolutely, you have the resources inside you to get to that place. So to summarize, confidence is the end result that you want. It's not something that you can just think about and it's suddenly there. If it were, I wouldn't have a job. I mean, it would be great because I'd be happy to go do something else. If all the women that listen to this and that I care about and that are in the world could have the utmost amount of confidence, I'd be happy going in and getting another job. But in the meantime, it is something that we strive towards by going down the path of it, towards it, and using the resources that we already have. Okay, I think I have made it under the 15-minute mark for once in a mini-sode. I appreciate you so much. I hope this little tidbit of wisdom was helpful. Thank you to Lisa, air quotes, for letting me use her scenario. And I hope that it was helpful to you all because I just think you're amazing. And I hope you think you're amazing as well. And remember, it's our life's journey to make ourselves better humans and our life's responsibility to make the world a better place. Bye for now. Hey, did you know there's free secret podcast episodes waiting for you that are not part of my regular podcast feed? Yes, AndreaOwen.com/free. And you just sign up. You get a link sent to you. It's very secret. It's like a secret club. We don't have a secret handshake. Don't worry about that. But it's these motivating podcast episodes that I made for you. They're under 20 minutes each. There's three of them. They're for wherever you are in your life. So head on over there and grab them. They range from really supporting you and seeing you where you are and being compassionate all the way to giving you a giant kick in your ass and telling you how amazing and gorgeous and phenomenal you are. So AndreaOwen.com/free and get your hands on that free podcast feed.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.